This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
Right, I'm here with Forever Cult. If I just pass the mic round, Boris the studio mic, and you guys can tell me your names and your role in the band.
I'm Alex, I play bass.
I'm Kieran, I play guitar and sing.
And I'm Snowy and I play drums.
Me and you in a thousand worlds.
So, what kind of genre are you? What would you cite as your references, or what would you cite as your sound?
It's like kind of thrashy, indie, grungy stuff. Like mid-90s grunge with kind of mid-2000s indie. So kind of like Waves, Pixies, Nirvana, then stuff like the Arctic Monkeys and stuff like that in there. Just bits of everything, really, but it's loud, it's noisy, and it's fun.
In-your-face rock.
Sick, sick. So you got the... I assume you got sort of a call or something for the festival. What was it like? Where was it when you got the call to say you were playing?
Yeah, it was through Future Sound. Go on, Kieran, you can take this.
It was also Facebook, wasn't it? And
yeah, Future Sound. Friday. Yeah, we did like a heat for Future Sound, which is the same way like Owls and Ghosts got through and Carnivals and stuff.
Is it the Wardrobe, which is an awesome venue?
Yeah, we played a heat at the Wardrobe, and then like there was like 30, 40 bands or whatever, and then they picked like the six favourites. And yeah, we found out on Friday... early Friday afternoon, and we were just bouncing off the walls.
We were just happy playing the gig, man. Like, it was ace. Like, it was really cool. But yeah, bring it on.
sick. Who are you guys looking forward to then?
Well, we just worked it out now, and we get to like see Queens with the Stone Age twice.
You do get to see them? Oh, twice.
Yeah, like
because
think...
they're playing Reading as well. So, and they play. I think they play Leeds Friday and Reading Saturday, and so we're going to go Leeds Friday, and then we're playing on the Saturday at Reading, and then. So we get to watch them that night as well, and then we're playing on Leeds on the Sunday.
We get Bicycle Club as well, which I didn't realise. Oh, and Arctic Monkeys as well. Like, both.
It worked out pretty well, really.
Yeah. That's all right for you guys, yeah.
Like, oh, give me a ticket. You're like, nah.
You're too famous for them now.
Nah,
like, I'm sure your inboxes were full after that one.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
man.
Got any guesties, mate?
Yeah, just like people you kind of know.
I've lowered me summer prices.
Remember when I sat next to you in science class?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
You say that. Yeah.
All right. So, what, have you guys got any new releases out?
Well, we've got a new single coming out in September. It's going to be back end of September, kind of following all this, because things have just gone mental since we got announced for this. But you can download everything we've got so far for free on our record label's Bandcamp. We're on Clue Records, and the Bandcamp is cluerecords.bandcamp.com. You can download our last single, a full EP and stuff. There's loads of stuff on there. Loads of free downloads and stuff, so yeah, go get it.
I suppose if you miss that, you can get us on the Facebook as well, which is www.facebook.com/forevercult, and there's always updates on there and stupid pictures of us peeing in a urine all together. So
Alan likes to write a short story every week about
really? Yeah, go for it.
It's kind of a unique, it's our USP, to be honest. I've studied business for 3 years and I thought, you know what, I'm going to do this right now, so
yeah. Well, that was good.
I'd studied music journalism and it was a waste of time.
That was good plugging there. That was good business management, to be fair. Yeah,
definitely check us out, man. It's cool. We've got a lot of stuff coming up and stuff we can't announce yet.
Yeah,
but
we've got lots of tours coming up, but we're just semi-confirmed. But we've got this. We've got lots of gigs coming up. So, yeah, Facebook.
This is like a big boost, man. This is like people find out playing this. We've had so many messages and stuff.
So, yeah. Check us out, download everything, come watch us.
Awesome. Yeah. What time, where are you?
We're on Reading, I reckon about midday on the Saturday on the BBC introducing stage. And then on the Sunday at Leeds, we're opening up again, I think, on the same stage, but at Leeds on the Sunday, yeah. So hopefully see you there.
Even if you don't.
So how did you guys all meet, and how long ago did you guys meet?
It's a weird story. Well, it's not a weird... Well, we all met in the boring town of Huddersfield while we were studying at uni.
We were all students at Huddersfield at this point.
basically, a friend of mine was like, oh, I know a guy who's just putting out bedroom demos, and he was like, oh, I need a drummer, and like one thing started, and then we just started rehearsing. And
so these guys were a two-piece for like 6 months. About 6 months.
Yeah. Where they're going to record an album at Peak Studios in Bradford, and found this little.
Yeah, I was producing it.
This handsome fellow.
So I produced the record.
And then he was like, oh, I'll just join. We're like, oh, yeah, cool, man. If there was another
way. If there was another way. Are you guys touring right now? Are you touring with. We just spoke to a band.
We're playing a few gigs with them, yeah. Like we're playing the Fenton.
All Us on Drugs.
Yeah, we've got a few. Like next week, we're playing with them twice. We're playing Wakefield on Monday. Where's that at?
At the Bullen Fair House. And then on the Tuesday, we're at the Parish in Huddersfield. And then after that, rehearsals. I think we're in London on the 16th and the 15th of August, to be confirmed. But definitely on the 16th. And then after that, it's showtime, baby.
Have you guys got anything?
Say that again.
Have you guys got anything special planned for Reading and Leeds?
I'm going to play it in my pants.
I'm going to play topless. There's going to be man boobs everywhere.
Any special covers? A lot of bands put out covers at Reading and Leeds.
It's not us. Not us.
Maybe Ghost Wanna Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper, but you know,
do it.
It's still in the works,
man. It all depends
man.
How like, drunk we are. Yeah.
We've had a revelation that we're actually a better band if we don't get really drunk and we occasionally have a rehearsal. It's like a groundbreaking thing. I don't think any other bands really know.
You're going for that.
I don't think other bands realise that that's not the way that that's the way to do it. Like you do these things called practices, and then you play a gig.
And Aaron here started a lot of meditation and stuff beforehand. So
Tai Chi, to be honest.
Yeah. I feel like I'll cut that out because I feel that's your thing, and I don't want anyone else to know about it. Yeah.
Yeah, we just gave away the secret. Well, the secret.
Yeah, you don't give away your secret to your success. And now that it's after, I finally feel. Who has the worst tour habits? You've got to spill the beans now.
Sorry?
Worst tour habits.
Heartburn. I have really bad heartburn. Like,
That's not a bad
tour. No, it is because I become a grouchy little
boy. What you're trying to say is you got the worst tour habits, but it's
like
heartburn.
The last time we played, it was like in we played Sunderland on a Friday night, and then we played Newcastle played a great gig in Newcastle on the Sutherland. Sorry.
I'd like to confirm we did not play a good gig in Sunderland.
He doesn't know. We played a really good gig in Newcastle on the Saturday night, drank a lot of cheap alcohol, and then had the worst heartburn all night and was the most miserable person in the world the whole night. Like, I'm a whiner as it is, but you give me heartburn, then you just don't want to know. Like, I... Definitely that. Oh, and
just to confirm, I snore. That's it. Like, that's it. You see, there's people who keep telling me this. Like, you tell me it, my girlfriend tells me it, but I don't believe it yet. I sleep through it, so it can't be that bad.
Just try sleeping next to him, like, sharing a bed with him, and he'd be very snory. Like, it's just how it goes, man.
Excellent. Right. It's very good to talk to you guys. Thank you very much. We'll catch you at the festival. You know I got